Before the cacophony pulls you back in a sonic storm built to grab your listeners' pulse and pull them in.
Welcome back to the podcast where we get business owners from where they are to where they want to be. We've got some great guests come on the show to try to figure out what's going on with their goals, where they're going, why they're going there, and how are we going to get them there. I'm Lauren Howard.
And I'm Coach Dan Callahan. Welcome to the show, everyone. Get ready for some great insights, some inspiration, some ideas to help you grow your business. Buckle up. This is the Better Business Podcast. Welcome, everybody.
All right, you guys, we got another good one for you today. Today, we're going to introduce our guest. He's in the publishing and writing industry and introducing a remarkable talent from Waterbury, Connecticut, who has worn many hats such as poet, author, educator, and small business owner. His company is dedicated to empowering creatives to publish their stories. With 70 published poems across various platforms of his own and 5 books, he inspires to become Waterbury's first poet laureate, enhancing the city's vibrant arts community. Please welcome Joseph R. Adamovicia, wildly known as Joe the Poet, with Cerulean Wings Publishing. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Not much. Happy to be here.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. Great to have you on.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
Feels pretty good. Happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, as we start, we basically just want to hear about your story, man. Just tell us a little bit about who you are, where you came from, how you got to where you are now, and why you started a business.
All right. So, I'm Joe the Poet. I'm a CNC machinist by trade, poet by passion. I started my writing journey by turning pain into passion. And through that, I created these 5 books. I had the 70 publications. And through my journey teaching, I see a lot of youth in Waterbury at Caner Tech, at Waterbury Arts Magnet School, where there's children who want to be creative. Mm. They want to publish and they want to put themselves and their story out there. So I wanted to start Cerulean Wings to help those individuals. And I really want to do that by becoming Poet Laureate of Waterbury, Connecticut, because nice. It'll give me that segue to empower the youth.
Mm. Love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. So now you're in your business now, and things are basically just going off to a slow start, right? You do like a ton of events, don't you? How many events typically you get to
annually? I probably have a good 40 to 50 events a year, whether it's teaching or like tomorrow morning, I'm in Southington and I'm selling books along with other authors and different vendors. So I'm constantly going at it. So I have my regular job 5 days a week, sometimes Saturday, like tomorrow. And then I go right to different events and I use those as, again, segues to get into people's minds and see how I can make their writing stream come true.
Nice.
Cool.
So what's your vision for your business? Like what does it look like when it's finished? Like what's the impact that you want to have with this business?
My vision is I can help the little guy like me. I'm independent. I'm the little guy. I want to give people an opportunity to have books in hands like I do. And to do so, I want people to come to me with their story, their vision, and then I can walk them through the process and get them there.
Okay.
So ultimately, my goal is I want more people to feel that inspiration, to be inspired to create and not just be stuck with your full-time job, that you can do this.
Mm. Yeah. Love that. That's awesome.
So then, you know, there's obviously other publishing companies. They're massive.
I've never heard of a single one.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of different kind of thoughts and everything. So like what's going to make you unique? You know, what's going to make you stand out and be different from, you know, these big giant places that, you know, some people want to get in so bad and they can't, you know, what makes you unique, Joe?
Well, if you submit to a regular big name publication company, it's like hitting the lotto. Mm. With me, it's not hitting the lotto. I'm going to get you there one way or another. And I have a process. I have my 5 collections of poetry and my educational journal. I know how it works. Mm-hmm. I know avenues to get your book out there without the backing of a huge company. So I'm going to approach that as I'm blue collar. I'm the little guy too. Let's team up and do this.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool. So give us an idea of like, why am I coming to you? Like, what are the different things that you offer? What, you know, give me an idea of,
okay.
Yeah. What the value that you bring to people.
Okay. For starters, you're going to get the personability. I'm going to be right there in front of you. We're not going to be communicating strictly through a screen. You'll have that transparency and you'll have things right in front of you. Mm. So to me, I can't put a price tag on that, but for the different services, I have, say, three different standards. I have the beginning package where it offers a base value. I'll get you where you're going, kind of coach you through it. And then for like a secondary package or like a silver package, so to speak, it gets really in depth. We go over different packages. We go over marketing strategies. We have in depth time spent together. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that, say the golden package, you will get everything that the first two offer from start to finish and then some after. So you'll have my support to kind of get you kickstarted 6 months after the fact. I'm not just going to, okay, you have your book, see you later. No, I'm going to be there with you and offer that.
Yeah. Okay. So you can take people from, I've got an idea for a book, to getting it on paper, to getting it published, to marketing it, to continuing to promote it. Is that, did I understand that correctly?
100%.
Sounds like you did a great job explaining it then. Great.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Nice. So, you know, what kind of customers are you looking for? Like, do you have a specific people in mind? Do you have a target market or anything like that?
I do. Anybody that ever had the dream of publishing a book or putting their story to words, whether it can be about the trades. I'm a manufacturer. Mm-hmm. If somebody from the manufacturing trade came to me and, Joe, I want to publish an educational manufacturing book about G codes and M codes and machine safety. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
If you're like me, I'm stubborn and I stick to poetry.
Yep.
Then there we go. I have my niche. Whatever you can create, I'm there for you.
A poetry book about manufacturing? Is that what we're talking about?
No, two different things. But if you wanted to do that,
yeah,
I make manufacturing.
It could
references.
Be somebody's vision. You know, who knows? Right?
I'm sure he can manufacture that.
Hey-o.
I see what you did there. Most definitely.
Yeah. Cool.
So, all right. So you got some packages and stuff. You got an idea on how going to get people there, and you know, so what's a goal for, like, how many people you're looking to work with, like, say annually? Like, do you have a goal for like the end of this year or a goal for next year or something like that, where you're, yeah, what are you looking at?
I do have a goal right now. I have a couple people that I'm working with, and if I can have a good, say, 5 to 10 strong customers or partners that I'm working with that want to start their writing journey, and then you keep going year after year or every couple of years like musicians do. Mm. I want to have that. I want them to have their book and be like, hey, Joe Adamovicia from Cerulean Wings LLC, help me do this. Mm-hmm. And from there, I'm hoping it branches. I can grow my name through other people, and I can, it'd be like a community.
Yeah. Referral business.
Yeah. A referral business. That's a great way of putting it.
Okay. So then, you know, so would you say that, like, getting new customers is a challenge, or has it been? Yeah.
It's okay. Absolutely a challenge, because a lot of people have ideas, but they're afraid to take that first step.
Mm-hmm.
They're hesitant. They don't believe in themselves. For me, okay, I'm 6 books in. I do this all the time. I've made it part of my life. I'm not afraid anymore. I know what I'm doing, and I'm 1,000% confident that I can do it. But I can instill that belief in somebody else, but I can't make them believe that in themselves. So that's been the number one challenge for me, to break people of that fear, because they don't think they really can. But what I'm here to tell you is, if you meet me halfway, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Right. So nice. that almost becomes a coaching relationship, where you're really getting people to, because I mean, it's some belief that they have or some head trash that they have about their own abilities that's holding them back, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to figure out, all right, what's the thing that's holding you back, and coach them through that,
right?
Yeah, it's almost like a psychological game there.
It is
a little motivational, a little bit of, I'll say we're gonna have to hook you up with like the paperwork on like the DISC report thing.
Yeah.
So then you can try to identify the person based on their, like, you know, personality, you know, and then that's how you can communicate a little better to like get them to line up with what may drive them to just want to, you know,
just
jump on their own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their own thing. So like, how do you get to these people? How are you like, you know, finding them or looking for them, or how do you even get in front of them in the first place to try to convince them to work with you?
The three, how can I say this? The three ways I've been doing it is doing these events where I'm selling books. I offer different things. So I have my self-publishing guide that I have. I give it to people, talk to them, and I look for those social cues. If they are interested in writing, I go right to it and I mm-hmm. jump into it and give them that reassurance and that personability. Second, everybody uses it, social media.
Yep.
If I see people, I reach out, I directly message them. I try to offer what I have. They see what I have through that. And then lastly, it would be going to different schools, because okay. I can have it like at Waterbury Arts Magnet School, I'm teaching there for the second year in a row. And these children are coming there for that reason, because they want a creative outlet. And having that intimacy with the schools is great, because I'm a blue collar guy. The mm-hmm. kids don't see me as a teacher. They see me as, okay, this is a regular guy just like me from Waterbury. And I'm able to connect in that way. So I think with my newest journal, Write to Me Poetically, it's going to help them do that, because the guidance in that book, it's going to teach you different ways to write and journal. And by the end of it, you'll have enough to publish your own book, whatever that may be.
Nice.
So to me, that's that personability. They'll have it, it's theirs, and then they can kind of work with me, be like, hey, Joe, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three ways I've really been trying to influence people's decision-making on hopping in, jump in the publishing world. It's not as scary as you think.
Yeah, right. So their investment's small, because they purchase this book, and then it's all to themselves, which is great. Yeah.
It's a $20 investment
that
can turn into something that will last you a lifetime.
Right.
It'd be interesting to collect those after a while. Just be like, hey, are you interested in sending in your blah, blah, blah? And then just, you know, whatever. You just end up with a collection of those people's work.
Yeah.
Which would be really cool.
That would be really cool.
Right? It'd be something to show.
Do you capture the contact info of everybody that buys your books?
I don't. Some of them kind of reach out to me. Some of them I know, because they've seen me.
Yep.
They've come back to buy books. But now that you mention it, I don't record their data.
So yeah, that's something you got to work on immediately. Is because that's kind of your community that you're building,
mm-hmm.
but you're not staying in touch with them because you don't have their contact info, right?
Right.
So as far as building the community, being intentional about building that community, right? And just say, hey, you know, I'd love to check in with the people and see how it's going and answer any questions that you mm-hmm. have. And, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways that you could structure that community, like if it's a Facebook group or if it's, you know, whatever it is, but have some way of staying in touch with them and an excuse to be like, hey, give me your freaking contact info. I'm gonna go follow up with you.
Right, outside of my regular Instagram and Facebook.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it'll hone the focus of it. Like, this is where we're going.
Right.
Because mm-hmm.
That could be kind of like your freebie offering. Like, hey, here's my Facebook community. Your first tier is, oh, here's my $20 book. And then that's all how you nurture and cultivate them up that ladder, mm-hmm. right, to where they're actually investing more money with you. And then, I mean, the nice part is like, people can write more than one book in their life too, right? So there is there's repeat business, and there's different avenues for repeat business in there too.
That's an excellent idea.
And if they're reading, they might be interested in writing. Yeah. More likely to be interested in writing today, because most people, you know, they're not even reading. They're just watching video.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's exactly it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then I was also thinking, like, you just said you had a self-publishing guide that you give away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What does that look like?
It has my header and footer, Cerulean Wings, my contact information's on the footer. And it's like about 15 steps, 15 bullet points that aren't severely in depth, but they give you an idea of what to expect mm-hmm. and some of the expenses that go into it. So say me, I used the company Ingram Spark. I have to buy the ISBN. So I give that information up front. Okay. This is one of the initial investments, so mm-hmm. to speak. Before I, you know, if you hire me, then we go forth.
How colorful is this thing?
How colorful? Yeah. It has the my company color, so the cerulean color on the top and the bottom. I mean, it's not flashy, but it's enough to catch your eye. Mm-hmm. It's not just a bulleted piece of
paper.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say more like a flyer. I would say you ever think about making a pamphlet out of it?
That's a solid idea.
That has maybe your pricing in it.
Right. And if I do a trifold pamphlet, mm-hmm. I can have that still there bulleted down, my information in a bigger area. And then, like you said,
package
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Because the thing is, too, is like those pamphlets, you know, some people may not be like, they're going to see how much and they're going to be like, oh my God. But some people are going to be like, really?
That's it?
That's it?
Yeah.
And that's your customer. And then when they call about it, your chances of converting that customer are like way up. So that can be, and then, you know, a little more flashy because it's, you know, more colorful and maybe a couple little, you know, emoji pictures or whatever picture mm-hmm. type things that represent each step. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Since like you're that. Already out in the thing, you already got the stuff, you're actually handing this thing out. It's part of your process, right? Because you have I've gone to your things and I've seen you have like a dialed in like pitch throughout the whole. This is the book, flipping the pages. This is that, this is this and that. And this mm-hmm. is if you wanted to do it yourself, like I've seen it all, which is, it's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if it was a colorful pamphlet, that'd be sweet with the pricing.
Right. And then they have something to walk away with.
Mm-hmm. And they know that there's more to the service, not just, I didn't think I could do this. Sometimes you put a price to the thing, you realize it's something that there's something else to buy.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me about the events that you go to, like this weekend, it's what does this event look like?
So tomorrow is at Sunnymount, mm-hmm. Rogers Orchard, and okay. the people that host it, Cindy and Steve Aconto, they have a on the go bookstore business. And what they do is they rent out certain places like Sunnymount mm-hmm. and they have about 10 vendors go. So I want to say there's 5 authors tomorrow and 5 other vendors, and we go there, set up a tent or set up a table, and we sell our goods. So I go in there and the initial investment of $35, mm-hmm. I set up my table, and anybody that walks by my booth, I engage, I talk to them. I'll try to sell poetry books to people that don't like poetry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of what it is. And
nice. Yeah. So do you have anything that do you have any mechanism to be capturing names while you're there?
Names, unless it's kind of they introduce themselves or they add me on Instagram. I have a 4x6 picture frame,
okay,
where it has a QR code that takes you right to my Facebook or my Instagram. Mm-hmm. So some of us connect on that level, or like other vendors, I go around. I make these flower pens. So it's a pen with has floral green tape, and I attach a fake flower to it and tie my business card to it.
Nice.
So I give those away to different vendors and give them to people, so it's something to remember me by. Yeah. So I communicate in that manner.
Yeah, that's great.
You should get one of those tap business cards, dude.
What are you talking about?
It's a business card where you just, when somebody walks up, they're like, hey, you have your phone, like, real quick? Yeah, and then you just tap the card on, and then boom, your contact info pops up on their phone. And it has your email, has your phone number, has your picture, maybe has a little bio about you or whatever, and they just click save, and now they have your information. And it's like, dude, if you're ever interested in, you know, trying to write a book or anything like that, like, dude, just give me a call. Let's talk about it. It'd be a great thing to do. And you want to know who it's even better to do with are the people who own those venues who are running these events, because those people are already entrepreneurial. They probably already have some sort of consideration that their story is a little bit more in depth because they've gone through some business struggles, or, you know, maybe there's something that led to them to jump ship and start a business. Or maybe like Rogers Orchards, they're probably generational. Mm-hmm. And you know, they may just feel entitled enough to have a good story.
Yeah,
about
I want to tell their story. Yeah, and that was always, I worked a lot. I was a financial advisor to start my career, and I used to do a lot of wedding expos. And originally I thought like, oh, you know, it's great. People are getting married. They're thinking about their finances, but realized pretty quickly that people just spent all their money on a freaking wedding, and they don't want, like, they're not ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
But the first one I went to, I signed one of the vendors, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go. I would go, and I didn't spend any time at my booth. I just went around and chatted up the vendors the entire time, and I got a ton of business from that. Not to say that still do your booth, different scenario.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But I would agree that your best prospects probably are the people at the other booths too. So make sure you make time to invest time with them. And also from a networking standpoint, follow up with them, right? If you have a good conversation with somebody, like, great, we should grab coffee. You know, I'd love to see how I can help you, vice versa. So from a networking perspective, definitely connect with the other entrepreneurs there.
Okay. Then I can take it to the next level in that regard with the communications. And one thing will lead into another.
And when you ask them about their business, you know, and they give you all this spiel because people love to talk about themselves, you'll probably end up getting the question because they'll feel, you know, when you, it's weird, you ask them about themselves. When they tell you the story, they'll feel like they're obligated to give back by asking you about yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's when, you know, they may just be like, so like, what's the whole publishing thing about? Like, you know, as long as you've obviously, of course, have told them about that. But yeah. And then you have a way to into your pitch that they've asked for. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can tell them how, or when they're telling their story, you could be like, dude, that's a freaking, that's a great story. Like, you should write that down.
Right.
Definitely. And there you go, right there, the kind of the punchline there. You should write that down and I can help you.
Right.
It's smart. It's a Dale Carnegie technique where you approach others with eager interest.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing to consider too is when you're working events, give something away.
Okay.
And have it, the price for the raffle ticket is your contact information, right? Because really, like, your job as a business owner is to build your database and convert them into clients.
Okay.
Right. So you always got to be thinking names. I need more names. I need more names. I need more names. Because the more people you have in that in your database, the more people you can touch, the more that you're building awareness, building that community, you can make offers to them, all of that stuff. So again, implementing this by tomorrow is probably not realistic, but I know you do. It sounds like you're doing about one a week. So
Yeah.
So for the next one, for sure. Like, what are you giving away? It could be whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But it's got to be something that most people would be like, yeah, whatever. I would like to have that. Right. And if it's something that's 40, 50 bucks, like if you get 30 names because of that, that's a low acquisition cost per lead there. So,
Right now what I have to give away, I have, I'm around a lot of authors and book lovers and I have bookmarks. So I have a bookmark with my company information, how to contact me. On the other side, it has a piece of poetry.
Nice.
So I give those away to anybody that buys a book as a courtesy.
Yep.
And then at bigger events where I know there's going to be a large volume of people, or say if I go to, like, I do a lot of events in Southern Massachusetts. So if I go there, I bring the flower pens because it's something like a novelty that you can't get at every one of my events. And it's not just a standard business card that most people, I know what I do with business cards. I put them in my pocket and forget about them. So I try to make it something like that to give away. But in terms of a raffle, I don't have anything like that.
Yeah. $20 Starbucks card.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd be something very stupid. Simple.
I'd give you my email address for the chance to win $20, whatever.
In the worst case scenario too, you could just be like, hey, you know, can I just get like name and email? You know, I send out like a email blast when I put out my new work. And I actually have a book coming out, you know, in the next couple of months. It just lets you know that, you know, I have my new content out. It'd be really awesome if I could just add you to the list.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, for you, it's really about building that database. How do you, and then staying in touch with them, which, that's a whole nother step afterwards, but you got to, you know, got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So, most definitely. You got to get the information first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like one, yeah. And then once you get all those names, when you do put a book out, you have a lot of people that are already buyers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
That may want another.
Right.
So, yeah, big doings, man. Big doings.
Yes.
I dig it.
You got a lot going on here now, bud.
I do. And to answer your question, I have an event every Saturday for about the next month to 2 months. And, yeah, I actually just got an event at Barnes & Noble West Hartford. Mm-hmm. They just signed me up for October. So I'm always scheming for events.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great networking. It's a great way to get your name out there for sure. So human to human contact still works.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, so most definitely.
Yeah. Nice, man. Well, yeah. So, I mean, dude, that's a lot to unbox right there.
That's all right. We'll get it done.
Right. You got a lot in there. So like, dude, I'm glad we finally got you here.
I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
And I think like the progression of this, like over time, is going to be an awesome episode to have again, like in a year from now. So, you know, but for now, I think it's a big thing. We already know that you need more of an audience and people, right? So what's a good way for people to like get a hold of you? Like, how can people find you? How can they get a hold of you? Where do you sell your books? And then what's the most recent book you've published?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start at the top there.
That was a lot of questions. Where can people find you? Let's start there.
I'm sitting here trying to remember it. Where can people find me? So social media, Facebook, type in my name, Joe Adam Avicii. You'll find me. I'll come up.
You're going to need to spell your last name for them.
Adomavicia, Adam Avicii. If you can say it 10 times fast, I'll sign you a free book. So on Instagram, Joe_the_poet. Again, if you type in Joe Adam Avicii, there's not many people with my last name, so
it'll come up.
If you can't remember how to spell Adam Avicii, then Joe the Poet.
Yep. Add Joe the Poet, add another vowel, whatever you want. So you can go to www.ceruleanwingsllc.com. I have a WordPress website that shows some of my work, what I do, tells you a little bit about me, and it shows you my upcoming events. Mm. So those are my primary ways of getting a hold of me.
Mm. Okay. Awesome. So, yes, I mean, I think the big thing for you right now, I think, is lead gen and community building, right? That's what you got to do first. Mm-hmm. So really always be thinking about that. And having some sort of online community. You know, it doesn't have to be something you post on 11 times a week, but somewhere people can go. So just to stay in touch with them, right? It's about, you think of like your customer journey. It can't just be, all right, you want to write a book? All right, let me help you write a book. And then I'll do it for you. It's like, no, this is part of like, this is a life. Like these are people that want to be creative. They want to connect with other creative people. That's how you really keep them in there. And then once they have their book written, they're still in the community.
Yes.
So now they're still getting touch points and they're like, oh yeah, maybe I should write another freaking book. Like what am I? Yeah, that was such a fun experience. Look at all these other people that are writing books. Mm-hmm. I should probably get back, you know, get back with Joe and do this again.
And they can help you inspire other people to write the books because they may not have thought they could do it. And now they do it. And
right. And then I have that testimonial.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden one person turns into somebody else. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And then the other big thing is names, capturing contact info. And it just, you can play around with different ways based on what, you know, what your primary mode of communication is going to be. Like maybe it's join the Facebook community, or maybe it's email marketing, or that's all stuff you got to figure out. But you got to always be thinking. Your job is to be the collector of names.
Okay,
that is your primary job right now.
The name collector.
Yes,
I got it.
Yes,
Joe.
The sequel to the bone collector.
That's the next poem you're gonna write.
Yes, the name collector.
Oh man. So your most recent book was. Write to me poetically.
Yes, write to me poetically.
Yeah, give me a little rundown on that.
Okay, so it's an educational journal, and there's, I want to say, 12 different styles of poetry. So haiku, limericks, blackout poetry, all kinds of different types of poetry. So the structure of the book is I describe it in layman's terms. It's not like you're picking up a Princeton guide to poetics. Layman's terms, I give you examples of poems I've written, and then I give you 4 pages to write your own of that style. 4 pages to journal just to get thoughts off of the page if you get writer's block. And then there's going to be a word search based on that type. So if it's on haiku, we're going to talk about haiku poets in that word search. So you familiarize yourself with the history of it, not just how to write it.
That's cool.
At the end of it, I have my business logo, my picture of my books, and how to get a reach out to me to encourage these people that want to write their stories in their journal, or they want to write their haiku book. They have enough to put out about a 40 to 50 page collection of poetry or stories, whatever it may be.
Already in there.
Yeah.
Already in there.
I love those structures of books where it's like, you actually have space to write notes in there and you're like, all right, I just taught you something. Now you need to freaking learn it. Like go through the exercise of learning it.
So, right.
So the two places I'm doing a test run with, one is August 2nd. In Bristol at Worthwhile Reads, I'm doing a workshop based on Write to Me Poetically.
Nice.
So that's where I'm going to try to connect with people and get them to pursue their dream of writing a book. and show that it's not as daunting as a task as you might think. And then the other place, again, Waterbury Arts Magnet School, they just bought 50 journals to have me go down there and talk to the different teenagers and the middle school students about it.
Mm.
And the concept there is they want me to talk about chronic absenteeism. So what I'm doing is, if you want to pursue your dream, you want to make your own book, you're going to take Write to Me Poetically, and you're going to show up every day just like you need to be at school, at work, or whatever avenue you're pursuing.
Nice.
So that's my goal with Write to Me Poetically.
Mm. Cool.
Love that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, Joe, super grateful. I'm happy you're here, man. I think you got a ton of stuff to build on here. The Name Collector. And
yes.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be awesome. The Lead Nurturer.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to having you on here again, dude. And yeah, I just appreciate you stopping in, swinging in, dude.
Yeah absolutely.
Hopefully. Oh, and actually, I forgot to mention.
What's up?
You, when people ask where you're coming from, you should tell them Joe Adamovicia on Amazon, because they can search that too, and that's how that's they get true. to all your books. Because all your books are on Amazon, right?
Yep, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, Target. You can type my name in, and they'll be there.
And right. Your book could be, too, if you work with Joe.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. It's not a could be, it will be.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Awesome. Well, that concludes our show. I hope you all enjoyed this conversation as much as we did. And if you're struggling, or even if you're a thriving business owner and you're interested in coming on the show, just leave a post in the comments section below with a way to get a hold of you, or send us an email at danielcallahan@actioncoach.com
or lauren@ppwct.com. We can't wait to have you here, and thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.